Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to be discussing an old but yet very serious debate revolving on the book and movie series The Twilight Saga. The first book in The Twilight Saga is called Twilight. You start off meeting the main character, Bella. Bella has pale skin, brown hair, brown eyes, pretty much the opposite of what you'd expect to see, and it's really sunny Phoenix. She's there with her mother, Renee, and stepfather, Phil. Phil is a baseball player, so he travels a bunch. With Phil traveling, she doesn't like it. She doesn't like traveling, so she goes to see her father and Forks. Forks is a constant cover of rain. It's super cloudy, just not her cup of tea. So she sits there anyway. She goes to school. She meets a few friends. Those friends kind of give her a forewarning about the weird family, the Cullens. She kind of meets them across from the cafeteria. She meets them, and she's not really into them. She finds them interesting. They're mysterious and just kind of strange. I don't know how to explain it, but that's how you can kind of predict how she's feeling. She goes on with her day after lunch. She goes to her next class, biology, which is where her first class she has with one of the Cullens. He is Edward. Edward starts off with meeting her. He's kind of rude. Gonna be honest, he was kind of rude. He just, like, wasn't into it, I guess. Like, has his hands in a fist, just, like, scowling, not having it. So the next day, she decides she's gonna confront him and be like, "What's your problem, man?" But he doesn't show. The next day, she wants to do the same thing, but still, he doesn't show. This goes on for a few more days, until it's kind of weird. But after a few more days pass on, he comes, and she asks him, "Hey, where were you? What's up?" He kind of apologizes for his behavior, and she forgives him, just like that. Now, this is the first true interaction they have together, which is the founding grounds of their relationship. Not the best, but still they're there. And the next, it goes on for a while with them just kind of being friends, and then he saved her from getting attacked, and then she figures out that he's a vampire after a while with a lot of intense research, but gotta read the book to figure that out. But that's not the reason why I'm about to have this debate on why Edward is a better fit than her best friend in the book, Jacob. Jacob's more introduced in the second book, and New Moon. Pretty much whenever he leaves her because he thinks it's best for her. He thinks that she shouldn't play a part in his life of being a vampire and where all that crazy stuff exists. So he leaves her. She goes to her best friend at that time, Jacob. Jacob's kind of like the sun in her rainy world, and he's pretty much her, like, pole to lean on, like, best friend throughout the whole thing, until he gets a different idea. He develops feelings for her, and then he kind of completely shuts her out. It was a really strange thing, but he does. He shuts her out, and she asks him the same thing she does when she sees Edward. She's like, "What's up, man? Tell me, what's going on?" He doesn't. He says, "You have to guess it. Do you remember the time when I told you about Edward?" Or accidentally did, but he told him. It was in the first book, but besides the point, read the books. So when she told him, he told her a whole story about werewolves, vampires, and how they were just not friends. She doesn't put the pieces together until that night when she has a dream. She has a dream, and then the next day, she goes and confronts him. She's like, "I know what you are, and I'm not afraid." That girl is, like, so strong. I don't know why people call her weak, but that's a different debate for a different time. So when she's kind of on this fury, he's kind of confused. He's like, "Why don't you hate me?" And he is just astounded by her, like, lack of fear for him. But, I mean, can you really be? He's your best friend. Nothing's gonna change that. but strictly best friend. In the next book, she kind of figures out about imprinting. It's a werewolf thing that they do. Jacob never imprints on Bella, and that is the main point I want to make. He never does. He is not her soulmate. It's Edward for Bella. Not Jacob, it's Edward. Aside from the fact that Edward left her and saved her life countless times, how could you not like Edward? I don't understand it. Jacob is like kind of posed as almost selfish and just rough and ugh, not having it. He imprints on her daughter, okay? Not her daughter. Bella's daughter. Bella and Edward's daughter. If you didn't get that, I mean, like, Bella and Edward's daughter. Daughter. Like, descendants? Daughter. It doesn't make sense, okay? You imprint on a child. You got some issues. It makes zero sense to me, but that's why I am pro-Edward, not Jacob. But that's for you to figure out. Thank you so much for listening to me ranting. But that is my reason why I choose Team Edward over Team Jacob. Thank you. Have a nice day. Good night.